May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another inspiring and uplifting silsila and episode of Spiritual Cures. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. A reminder for all of us that when you're making dua for yourself, your family and your community, then include the ummah as well. Make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal that for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that he Azza wa Jal grants relief to the ummah, shifa, cure to those who are sick and suffering, maghfirah, forgiveness to those who have passed on, and protection against the oppressors. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again, we have some questions that have been sent through and some calls, inshallahul kareem, regarding different difficulties and matters. It's handy if you have a notebook, a diary, a journal, and you can quickly note down the important madani pearls of advices along with the wada'if and awrad, the invocations and the litanies as well. And use that as a reference book in case maybe you are going through these difficulties, or perhaps you may experience them in the future, or you may know somebody who's going through these problems and you can share it with them with good intentions and you'll earn reward as well, inshallah ta'ala. Speaking about earning reward, let's increase our rewards by making good intentions. As the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final and last prophet of Allah azza wa jal, has said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi, the intention of a believer is better than his action. And afdalul amali an-niyatus sadiqah, that the best action is a truthful intention. Let's make some good intentions. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, inshallahul kareem. Certainly, time is fast and life is short. Don't get caught in the trickeries, in the traps of shaitan, iblis, the cursed and rejected one, and waste this short, precious life, this valuable time, which is so limited, in unnecessary conversations, in useless activities, in things that have no real benefit for us in this world, in the grave, and in the afterlife as well. Let's be smart. Let's be wise and intelligent and do our best to fulfill the purpose, which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do good deeds, to abstain from sins, and along with that, fulfill the rights of people. Be punctual with the salahs, perform them properly, learn and practice the sunnah, study the seerah, learn a dua for the day, or something of the deen for the day. Reconnect with the glorious Quran. Recite some portion. Start with 3 verses. And then gradually increase. Go over the translations from Kanzul Iman, Miftahul Ihsan, commentary in English. Recite throughout your day, salawat, durud-e paak, istighfar. Make sincere tawbah and repent in the court of Almighty Allah every single day. Recite abundant dhikrullah. Because these things, if done correctly and if done with the proper intention to please Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be of enormous benefit for us in this world, in the grave, and in the hereafter as well, inshallahul kareem. It is mentioned in the summary of a narration that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the final prophet of Allah azza wa jal, said that decorate your gatherings by reciting durood salah upon me. Because this durood, this salah of yours, Nurul lakum yawm al-qiyamah will be light for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. We will request our wonderful team and our director sahab to please go ahead with the first call for today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
My question is, what can I do or recite to have my lawful desires fulfilled? Jazakallah.
We all have desires, wishes that we want to accomplish, depending on the person's circumstances and what desires do I have. Is it only limited to this world? My wish. Yes. We should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because everything is in His control. He is the creator of opportunities. He is the one who solves our problems. He is the one who opens up doors for us. One door closes, another will open. As long as we keep turning to Him. As long as we fulfill what is obligatory upon us. And when we err, when we make a mistake, when we commit a sin, then we repent. This is so important. Do you know that repenting is one of the enormous bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the fortunate people get, especially before leaving this world? Allah jalla jalaluhu give us that opportunity. And may He grant us to make sincere tawbah and repent before we leave this world forever, never to return. So to fulfill a desire, to remove whatever blockages and difficulty is there that is acting as an obstacle from you and I fulfilling our desires, I'll share some wada'if in a few moments, inshallah al-kareem. But before that, whatever your desire may be, of course, it has to necessarily be within the boundaries of the Sharia. So your good desires, your lawful wishes, start writing it down. Write it down on a piece of paper. Set some goals for yourself in order to attain those desires, whatever it may be. You know, they say that write your goals down, short, medium, long-term goals. Write your goals down in pen and your strategies, your plans to achieve those goals in pencil. So the goals are fixed, but the method of reaching there, the avenues that you will take, the plans and preparations can be altered anytime. Just erase it and put new strategies depending on your current circumstances to achieve that goal, to achieve and fulfill those desires. And again, don't limit it only to this dunya, to this world. Because once the eyes close, then whatever goals and plans we had for the world is gone, disappears. So let us think far ahead, beyond this life. Put down your temporary goals, meaning that those goals and desires and wishes that are limited to this world. And also put down goals for the afterlife. We all want salvation there. We all want comfort and protection in the grave. Include those as well. So I need to become a better Muslim, a more practical Muslim. You know what's the first stage of that? Is the seeking of ilmuddin, knowledge of Islam from authentic scholars, sources, books. There are many out there, even online, even on social media, that are just paid agents to create doubts in our minds. So be very careful of this. In fact, Dawud Islami has all the facilities and the platforms on site, online, that is there to uplift us, to teach us, to educate us, and to empower us as well. Get in touch with your local Madani Markaz Islamic Center of Dawud Islami, or even online as well, so that you can learn and move to the next step, which is to implement and then share with others as well, inshallah al-kareem. So write down what you want to achieve. And then also write down how you will go about, put realistic, achievable goals to achieve those, to attain those desires and those wishes as well. And put down plans that are practical. If you need to, try to connect with somebody who can act as a mentor, that can guide you, that can give you the proper advice, that will have your best interest at heart, who will not help you and advise you with strings attached, that I'm going to help you, but these are my conditions. Tomorrow, when I need help, you better pick up the phone. Not that kind of a person. A person who's pious, a person who is experienced in that field. If your desire, your wish is to, example, climb the corporate ladder, then get a mentor who is experienced in that field. And of course, our wish must become to become a very good Muslim, because the one who is a good practicing Muslim automatically is also an upright citizen of society. And just by the way, parents out there, teach, nurture, and train your boys to become good, pious, responsible men. And your girls, teach, nurture, and train them to become good, pious, responsible ladies. This will help them later on in life especially. Prioritize what is most important. I need to become pious. I need to become more punctual and enhance the quality of my salah. I need to recite my Quran every day, something at least. I need to do this to better myself spiritually. And then that's actually priority. Islamic values, teachings, knowledge, that's priority. That's your foundation. And this we also need to set in the hearts and minds of our offspring. Speaking about offspring and children, there's such a beautiful wazifa, so easy to do, to have one's desire fulfilled. Are you ready to write down? Recite the following 3, 2, 1, 321 times. With Durood Sharif once before and after. And then distribute something sweet amongst children as per your ability. You don't have to buy the most expensive sweets, according to your financial capacity. Inshallah al-Kareem, your desire will be fulfilled. So recite 321 times. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. 321 times with Durood Sharif once before and after, and then distribute something sweet amongst the children. Inshallah ta'ala, the desire of yours will be fulfilled. And to remove any blockages that is there stopping you from fulfilling your lawful wishes, to remove the difficulties, ease the difficulties, make a note of this. Recite the following 300 times and do this for at least 7 days. And through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be resolved within the 7 days, inshallah ta'ala. Of course, this is to be recited until the problem is solved. 300 times, recite, Ya Hayyu, Ya Halimu, Ya Azizu, Ya Karimu, ease my difficulty. Bihaqqi, Iyaka na'budu, wa Iyaka nasta'een. Now, instead of saying, ease my difficulties over here, you will specifically mention what the difficulty is, what the problem is. So 300 times, recite, Ya Hayyu, Ya Halimu, Ya Azizu, Ya Karimu. Ease my difficulty, mention what the difficulty is, and then, Bihaqqi, Iyaka na'budu, wa Iyaka nasta'in. 300 times, through the park, once before and after, and continue reciting this daily, until the problem is resolved. Inshallah al-Kareem, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, within 7 days, the problem should be resolved. Now, very important, what's obligatory upon us? We have to strive, we have to do our best to fulfill that. And then continue with these wada'if and these litanies, salahs, fulfilling rights of people, abstaining from sins. And if we do these things with complete tawakkul and complete trust in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many a times it's going to happen that the help will arrive from places we never even imagined. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are sincere and those who keep trusting Him. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May we have the next call, please. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, Mawlana Sahib, always a pleasure to listen to you. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, always inspiring us and motivating us. I have a question. What are the causes of diarrhea? And spiritually, how can one be cured from this?
Diarrhea. When a person who is experiencing it knows that it's not a plain thing, it's something that can really disturb a person. And, you know, this is it's a common condition for many people. And of course, we all know it's the passing of loose or watery stool 3 or more times in the day. And usually, the stems from viral or bacterial stomach infections. It could also be because of eating bad food or certain medications like antibiotics, some of them. And mostly, the cases, they clear up within a few days with plenty of fluids and rest. There are some signs and symptoms like loose or watery stool, cramps or pains in the belly, feeling sick to your stomach, throwing up, a fever or a strong need. You feel the pressure to use the bathroom. And there are simple ways to feel better. Now, whatever advice is being given, make it your duty to consult with your GP, with your doctor, that is this good for me to do? Because they will have your medical chart. They will know exactly, they will have your medical history and know exactly what things is better for yourself or not. Some things may help one person but not the other. Because at the end of the day, we all know ultimately it is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that places the shifa, the cure in the medicine. Likewise, if you visit our stall, any office of spiritual cures in the world, request them for some ilaj treatments, for istikhara checking. There could be a spiritual issue which is the root cause of the problem, and you'll be given, you'll be administered with those ilaj treatments. Even that ta'weed, or whatever ilaj treatment is given, it is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who places that cure in them. And we know this. You may even know people that maybe there's 2 people suffering from the same issue, from the same problem, and they both are given the same medications. One may be helped, the other not. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places that shifa in that medicine, in that tablet, in that capsule. So the very first thing we must do for any sickness that we have, for any problem and difficulty that enters our life, any challenge that is there, the very first thing is to make dua, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the one in reality who resolves our problems and opens up doors of blessings for us. That's the first step. Thereafter, a person should turn to the GP or for the ilaj treatments as well. So when a person has diarrhea, they lose a lot of fluid and water from their bodies. They may end up becoming dehydrated. So drink enough water, clean water, or soup, or you get today these special rehydration drinks to replace lost fluids. Eat plain foods. I'm going to share wazifa, inshallah al-kareem, after these few Madani pearls. So eat wholesome foods, whole foods. Try simple foods like rice, toast, bananas, applesauce. Avoid certain items, caffeine, or very, very sweet or greasy foods, rest. Give your body time to heal at home. So whatever is recommended, check with your doctor first before consuming these things or before applying these pearls of advices, inshallah al-kareem. When should you see a doctor? Medical help should be sorted or seek medical help immediately if you notice signs of severe dehydration. This is dangerous for a person. Like extreme thirst or dizziness. If you notice blood or pus in your stool, if you have an extremely high fever, severe abdominal pain, belly pains, and if the diarrhea lasts more than 2 days for a grown-up or for a child, how much of water do we drink? So many people out there, maybe an entire day will go by and they did not even drink even a glass of water. Think about it. You will get some people, okay, they wake up in the morning, they must have their tea or coffee or hot chocolate. Where's the water? Likewise, for lunch or for supper, for dinner, they'll have a cool drink or a juice to accompany their meal. Where's the water? Somebody may argue, but there's water in the cool drink, in the soft drink. There's water in the tea, the coffee. There's water in the juice. Fair enough, but we are talking about just pure water without any chemical additions, because those soft drinks have plenty of chemicals that are no good for our bodies. So eat right, live right, try to live a more active life. Do some walking. It will cost you nothing. Islamic sisters can walk in their homes. If you have a passage or in a room, minimum 45 minutes a day. We should all aim for this. It will have enormous benefits in our life. In fact, Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, a Kamil Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, a great scholar and saint of Islam who is followed by tens of millions around the world, advises us to walk for a minimum of 45 minutes every single day. And that too. He advises for the first 15 minutes, do a brisk walk, a fast walk, where you break out a sweat. The next 15, you're at your normal pace. And then the last 15, once again, at a fast pace. So you must be able to sweat and perspire. Be out of breath. This is good for you. You're getting the heart to pump. And you can benefit spiritually as well. That's by walking physically, medically, you're going to benefit. You're also going to benefit psychologically, emotionally, that you are doing something productive. How spiritually? How can we benefit spiritually? 45 minutes is a long time. In that 45 minutes, you can listen to the weekly booklet, put the audio on and listen. You'll be learning something of deen or recite some Quran that you have memorized, or listen to the glorious Quran Sharif. Listen to some Sunnah inspired bayan. Listen to some kalam, not Sharif. But make good intentions before so you earn extra rewards as well. Or you can recite your target of 313 times Salawat Durud-e Pak every day. You can recite Dhikrullah, Istighfar. So many things can be done. So you get the medical benefit and the spiritual benefit as well. And now the wazifa. This wazifa from the glorious Quran. Surah An-Nisa, verse 32. Surah An-Nisa, verse 32. Recite that one time with Durood Sharif once before and once after. And then do dam in a glass of water. After you recite it, blow into a glass of water and drink this on an empty stomach. before sunrise and refrain from eating or drinking anything for a further 30 minutes. This is especially for those people who regularly are suffering from diarrhea. And do this for 21 days. Let's go over that verse. Very sweet, short, beautiful verse. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله كان بكل شيء عليما. Surah An-Nisa, verse 32. Recite it one time with Durood Sharif once before and after. Blow into some water. Drink that on an empty stomach before sunrise and only eat something 30 minutes later. Do it for 21 days, inshallah al-kareem. You will find that there will be some relief, inshallah azza wa jal. Please go ahead with the next call. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Hope you are well, Maulana Sahab. My question for you today is, what is the reality of difficulties in life, as most people complain during tough times? Is it something good or bad?
Difficulties of life. You know, so many people out there in the world, ourselves included, that in our society, that it's surrounded by different types of difficulties and diseases. People are suffering from sicknesses, illnesses, some minor, some major. Some go to doctors, spend large amounts of monies, fees, doctor's fees, hospital fees, and don't get relief. Some have domestic issues and matters that shatter the peace of their homes. Others are unemployed. Some lose their jobs. Some are stuck in poverty. Some, the creditors are crying out for their monies. Debtors are burdened with heavy debts, evils, crimes around us. But never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do what needs to be done. Fulfill your responsibilities, your obligations. Difficulties is part of this life, because this temporary life is the test. This is the test. This is not paradise for the believers, but these tests, all of them end when the eyes close permanently. Again, never to return to this world. From the smart people who invested for their afterlife, they will be smiling. With sabr, with patience, they live their lives. With the difficulties, with the problems, they make sabr. They persevere. They patiently persevere. They build their endurance. This is what we need to do. We need to do our best to handle matters, to not leave it so it grows, to address the problems head on. One of those things is sadaqah. And I'm not talking about giving hundreds or thousands. If you gave even a small amount from your hard-earned money, your income, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His pleasure. Do you know what the blessed hadith mentions? As-sadaqatu raddul bala. That charity diverts calamity. If a calamity is heading towards you, could be anything. Could be a sickness. It could be an accident. Your charity will divert it to another place. Now, the reality of difficulties in life. If a high status is predestined for a person in the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal, but that person is unable to reach that status through his deeds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that person suffer financially, physically, or through his children, and then blesses that person with sabr, patience over that difficulty, and makes him reach that high status which was predestined for him in the divine knowledge. We can't see around the corner. We don't know the hidden plans of Almighty Allah, His infinite wisdom, His hikmah. We just have to keep trusting Him, because He only does what is better for you and I, what is best for us. It is also mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps a person inflicted with a difficulty, with a calamity, to the extent that the calamity erases all his sins. Allahu Akbar. I want you to think about that. That this is the reality of difficulties, because they don't last forever. I'm going to share a few things to recite, some beautiful surahs from the glorious Quran to remove those difficulties. But we need to create the mindset. We need to understand. And I want you to think about something. Picture, imagine the greatest problems that you have right now in your life. Think about it. And think about this. That how many huge problems I had in the past, but they're not there anymore. They are gone. They have disappeared. I overcame them. Subhanallah. And inshallah al-kareem, if I'm steadfast and I keep trusting my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this difficulty also will pass. And also think this, that all these enormous problems, I'm surrounded by problems. My family, my friends, my community. I don't have a job, I lost my job. I don't have any money to pay the bills. Of course, we need to put in the efforts, not once or twice. Continuously, we have to continue putting efforts in trying to achieve the goals. You know what can give us some solace, some huge motivation? By studying the seerah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because my difficulty and your difficulty is nothing compared to the great difficulties our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam faced, that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam faced, that the Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan faced. They gave not just their time and their wealth, their lives for the deen. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was surrounded by challenges. People used to publicly try to insult him, to call him bad names, to belittle him. Where are those people today? How are those people remembered? How do we remember and recall Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Utbah, Shaybah, and all the other disbelievers who created too many problems, who created boycotts, who tortured, who oppressed, who even took the lives of many Sahaba alayhim ridwan. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never gave up. Because of his sincerity, his training of the Sahaba alayhim ridwan, his advices, his empowering of that generation. Look today, billions of people are Muslims. This is something we need to keep focusing on. Keep studying the seerah. You will learn so many things. So many productive things that today people have created fancy, fancy tags and labels. Fancy terms. Time management. Anger management. Conflict resolution. Emotional intelligence. And so many others. And all of it exists in Islam, in the Quran, in the blessed ahadith, in the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. So these difficulties and these problems are temporary. They will all disappear like that when the angel of death finally arrives for you and I. But then The real difficulties will start if I was negligent, if I was heedless, and I paid no attention to prepare for the grave. That grave is the first manzil, the first stage of the afterlife. When am I going to realize that? Because here, if we are struck with a calamity, with an illness, with a sickness, whatever difficulty it is, I can speak to somebody. Even if it means just talking to myself, I can lift my hands and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can make a complaint. I can put in efforts to remove each problem from my life. But in the grave, what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? So let's get back. Get back to the teachings of Al-Islam, Al-Quran, the Sunnah, which is the perfect lifestyle. If a person wants to achieve the maximum benefit in this short life, that only lies in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obedience to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It only lies in submission to Islam, in following the orders of Al-Quran, and by applying the perfect lifestyle, the Sunnah, in our lives. To ease difficulties, again, whatever is obligatory must be in its place. And then make these du'as and recite these surahs as well. Surah Muzzammil. Ya ayyuhal Muzzammil. The whole surah. Recite this 11 times. Insha'Allah al-Kareem. Difficulties will be eased. Likewise, for protection against calamities, recite Suratul Qari'ah. Al-Qari'atu mal-Qari'ah. The whole surah. And also to remove difficulties, recite Surah Dukhan. So Surah Muzzammil 11 times, Surah Qari'ah, and Surah Dukhan. Then make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua is the weapon of a believer. It is the essence of worship. Don't stop your du'as. Not just for yourself, but for others as well. Make du'a for your family. Make du'a for your for fellow believers. And inshallah al-Kareem, by doing this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, will send that mercy to you, will send those blessings to you, will open up those doors and remove those difficulties. Until next time, if you think good, you will speak good, you will do good, and good things will happen, inshallah ta'ala. Please keep safe, and don't forget to keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.